Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. Today, we are here with Andy Adkins, and he is the CEO and visionary of 730 Edie, which is an amazing studio. Look at your background. We're going to talk about that here in a minute.
All the things.
but he can be found at 730eddy.com. So welcome to the show, Andy.
Yeah, no worries. And it's 730 Edie, like the, you know, Eddie, Ed and Eddie, or, you know, it really was a street in Missoula, Montana, where I went to school. And I can tell you all that whole story if you want. But yeah, no, I'm excited to be here. Thanks.
Well, let's start with an interesting fact about you that people may not know, and it may be that.
Yeah, I grew up in Montana. I'm in Michigan. I've lived in Florida, but I'm born and raised Montanan, which is really funny and great and wonderful. And shout out to all of 12 of us out there.
I had some really good friends actually move to Montana. It's beautiful there.
It's the best.
So, all right, before we start talking about your business, tell us about this LED backdrop. I mean,
okay. So where are we today? We are in what we call Amplify Studios, which is powered by 730 Edie, and it's a 20-foot LED wall, full Unreal video production stage. It's really built to be a client content playground. There's sort of three phases of it. One, we can do these kinds of crazy thought leadership, product marketing, podcasts, and the whole thing changes, moves. I can adjust everything in the background just at the touch of a button. So if I wanted to make that black and white, I can just quickly make the wall black and white. That doesn't really, not super helpful when it's kind of black and white already, but it's LED technology. Also, one of our clients is Vibe. So we can do whiteboarding and session recordings and coaching and this whole thing sort of built into the studio, as well as super high-end cinematography and product work. We did this really cool carbon fiber thing where we're super tight on a product and all these reflections, and it's got full lighting control. And then the third thing it does is it's all piped in with multicam, so we can do live events. We've had speakers come in here that can't get to a room. I've spoken in front of audiences, and this can turn into you doing that better from anywhere in the world. All you got to do is come to Holland, Michigan. So it's really a playground for any content.
And so that leads me to the next question. So at a high level, tell us what it is that you do. The screen is amazing. But
the screen is amazing. We love, there's a lot more to it. So we are, first and foremost, a video production company, and our sort of niche is delivering full service branded video experiences to our clients. That takes a lot of fashions. I kind of joke that if it has pixels and it moves, we do it. But really, we focus in three places: that traditional video production. So getting our teams on the road in your location, telling about us videos, case studies, testimonials, product marketing, social media, that really heart of house video. Then we also do live events. So live event experiences, everything those attendees see and feel in a ballroom, a trade show, whatever. We do all of that, AV management, all the way through content on a digital screen, in the app, whatever. Really focused around that video experience. And then we have the studio, which is sort of a conglomeration of the two that really power our sort of proven process to be able to think through, build, deliver, and amplify out content for everybody.
Right. And so I can really sense your passion. I love that. So what inspired or motivated you to start this type of business?
Yeah. So we're 11 years old this year, and it really came from sort of three things. One, I grew up in TV. My grandfather and my dad handed me a photo camera when I was really little, grew up making images, really never thought of I was going to do anything other than build Lego professionally or do TV. And now I do TV. I do Lego a lot, but TV is what pays the bills.
Okay,
I went to.
I gotta tell a story here.
Okay.
Do you remember the glow in the dark Legos?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So me and my brothers, we had this like small condo we grew up in, and it went in a circle from the living room to the dining room to the kitchen. And we used to take
Nice.
them and put them outside in the sun to charge them up. And then
Right.
we would create a track in that
Oh,
circle
heck.
and
Nice.
run around in the pitch black and just like hit each other and all this stuff.
Oh,
And
yeah, great. Yeah. No,
so fun
absolutely.
fact, I tried to
Hey,
buy them. I cannot find any glow in the dark Legos.
they're very hard because they weren't like the really big kits weren't actually Lego. They were glow brick. But they fit together like Lego and they are kind of came in like a box. We had two of them too, and you could almost get them to clutch with the regular Lego. But yes, it's very much a glow in the dark thing. So I'm a huge Lego nerd, big travel nerd. So the business though came out of a couple of things that really sort of aligned. My wife and I had our first daughter, Piper, our only daughter really right now. Oh, no, don't say that. Our only daughter. We're not having any more kids. Oh my goodness. Betsy sees I'm dead. No, but it really like we had our first kid and we're like, we need to be able to control our own destiny here. And where I was working at the time wasn't a really great culture fit. They're a great company, but we just didn't vibe. I had left Orlando, moved to Michigan. We just were trying to find something else. I had spent 10 years as a news photographer and corporate videographer for Disney, SeaWorld, WFTV in Orlando. So I had played in the world of that mixing that journalism, fast-paced world with that high-end corporate. And I was like, I think there's a business here. So one afternoon, we're just like, hey, let's wing it and do it. And it took a few months. I had to work through some things, created some clients, started with just me, and that was 11 years ago. And now I have a team of 20 plus. We have two floors of a building. We've been all around the world. We've had hundreds and hundreds of videos delivered. We've got clients all around, and it's really been all built on our ability to be a great team, be dedicated, creative-minded, and focused on delivering the best experience for our clients, not just the best video. How can we bring that delivery moment so our clients are able to get what they want and see ROI in video? Because it's very hard to do that. And we really build on that.
Yeah. And so 20 people, are those W-2s, all employees?
Yeah. So all of our team minus one is a W-2. We have some support 1099s. You know, we have some fractional HR, some fractional bookkeeping. We have a project manager who lives in Travis City who's been with us for 7, 8, 9 years now. But she's just 1099. But everyone else is W-2, salary full time with benefits, lots of paid vacation. We work really hard, we play really hard, you know, and we purposely have built the company to be a place for people to have a job because the world of TV is like very fickle and very funny. And I live that 1099 freelance. I starve and then I have a feast and famine world. And one of the really important core tenets of what we did when we first started was like the first employee we're going to hire is full time because we want that person to be secure. And we found over time that if our team is secure, then they're not texting on set today about tomorrow's job, they can focus on our client better.
So we all know that running a business is hard, and we make a
Exhausting.
ton of mistakes. And we're going to talk about those. But before we do, let's talk about something that you did right.
Something I did right. Ooh. I mean, I can list off the 12 things I did wrong this week, but something I did right. I mean, well, it's easy. It's right here on the thing. We went with EOS.
Oh, I actually just noted that.
100%, like EOS has been the game changer for us. And I will recommend it to anyone who is a team of 5, 6 to 400. It's incredible. It takes a ton of work and you learn and go and grow along the way. And you will not do it right. You just won't. And I will always recommend hiring an implementer and going through their system and doing that because that's been the game changer inside of that world for us. But the
And
best thing
you
we ever
have an
did was do
implementer
that.
that you're working with?
Yep. Barb Remmebold. She is incredible. Pivotal Blueprint is her company, but she's a certified EOS. She is incredible. Anybody out in the world that is thinking about that, call her, have her do her 90 minutes sort of just get to know you. And going forward through that process is Absolute game changer. Like you can look at our P&L year over year and you can see, okay, we read Traction, that first book. We tried to do it where I was both the visionary and the integrator and sort of my way or the highway. Don't recommend that. Got a leadership team focused on the really core principles, had it. Our leadership team figured it out, bumping our P&L. Our team got it, bumping our P&L. Our team really got it and started to roll in it and just took off.
Are you currently using an integrator or are you self-integrating?
In EOS, there's an integrator and implementer, and they're very similar terms, but they're totally different roles. So in our implementer, Barb, is sort of our EOS guide. She's our sage. She keeps us on there. And most companies graduate out of EOS in a couple of years. We have decided we don't. We want her help every quarter, or sometimes we go every other quarter, but we keep her in cadence with us because the time we spend with her is worth every dollar because it just lets our team think on the business and not in the business. And it just is that vibe check for us that we need. We have a great integrator who's my second, the visionary integrator relationship inside of EOS is incredibly important. And I was trying to do both. And then when we brought Sue in and she really took over that role, I've been able to live my visionary best self. I've been able to step out of things. I mean, like I gave away all of our financial control. Like that was a huge thing for 11 years. That was my thing. And this last quarter, it's like, it's yours. And I feel light and fluffy. And I don't even know what's in my checking account for the business. I have an idea, but I don't need to know the day to day. And being able to then live in my visionary, sit in my sales seat, build that sales team, focus the direction of the company is just, I'm super pumped about it.
So let's just first give you kudos for that, right? Because it's a very hard thing for the business owners to let go of control. None of us are business
Oh,
owners because we're totally laid back and chill. We're all kind of
not
leaders.
at all.
Da, da,
Yeah,
da,
right.
right? So how did you make that adjustment? Yes, we know as CEOs, we know we need to do these things, but we find ourselves not doing that thing. So how did you do that? What was the mind shift behind it?
I don't know. It was a lot of trial and error and be like looking at yourself in the mirror and being like, you know, you have to do it. Just do it. And also for me, for that one particularly, the realization of it wasn't ever a trust thing. I trust Sue inherently. It was more of a, do I know enough to make it faster? And I got to a point where I got Sue up to speed. I got Carla, our bookkeeper, up to speed. They understood the nuances that were always the things I wasn't saying out loud. And they started to pick up on those and were bringing those nuances to me before. And I think that to me was the unlocking moment. And maybe it probably is a trust, but it's like that really high level of like that one tiny little granule that's that straw that breaks it. And I'm like, look, they know the cash flow better than I ever could. They've got a red light, green light system going. That's a great idea. And I was like, okay, hand it off. And like, I'm not saying I handed it off slow, very quickly, but it was like, okay, you can do this better than I can. I'm not doing as good at this job because I'm trying to put myself in 12 seats and they can focus on it. And we did a, integrator visionary masterclass where we went to a offsite for EOS, and in that we both learned the power of having really living in our seats, and we really coached each other to get to that point. And at that point, it just unlocked.
Sweet. Very, very cool.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
So you're a leader now. You're a visionary now.
I'm a visionary and a nerd. Yep, 100%.
Nerd and a leader. And
Yep.
so how important do you feel it is to be open to feedback as a leader?
Oh, goodness. It's super important. And I'm terrible at it. but I'm terrible at it in a way that's not probably the normal, like you can't give me feedback. I'm terrible at it that I want a bunch of it, but I want it all at once. And I like want, like, I love, like, throw all your IDS at me, team. But that's overwhelming for everyone else. And
That's
I'm
for
also,
everyone else. That's like, I mean, they're like,
yeah. No, I'm like, I'll put on the big heavy vest. You just throw it at me. I'll try to solve it right here and right now for you.
Sounds
And
like a
like, 'cause I
husband.
want, but that's not how most people think. So it's taken me a long time to go, okay, if I need feedback or if I'm doing something wrong, I can't just like walk up to be and like, what problem you got with me today? Let's solve it. I have to understand where they're at and what I've done. And there are times, absolutely, like in EOS world, we have this thing called a one thing commitment. And my one thing commitment for years has been, Andy, don't just go blow stuff up. Because I'm a guy who like gets up in the morning, has two sticks of dynamite. Let's light them both. Let's walk in and see what we can change, you know? And so it's been, okay, maybe we don't light both of them today. Maybe we only light one this week. And trying to create that feedback and build trust with the team. And it's 100% a work in progress, but it's been interesting to see when I take a step back and don't try to solve my own right away. I get better feedback. I get more feedback. I can then go out and do the work that I need to do so that I can meet my team where they're at.
So then, as a leader, how do you handle moments of doubt or uncertainty?
Ooh.
Because we all have them.
Oh, all the time. And this year has been crazy. You know, we just did a podcast with some sales friends, and one word vibe check for the year, mine was chaos. You know, we had the worst sort of start to a year we've had in a long time just because of all the uncertainty. And then we've sort of turned the corner in four Q2, but like it's just been wild. So I think it's been, you know, like really hard. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's one of those things. And your question again was, how did I do what?
How do you
Sorry.
handle moments of doubt or uncertainty when
Oh,
you're the
yeah,
one
doubt and
making
uncertainty.
all of the decisions and it affects
Yeah.
19 plus 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 people, you
Yeah.
know, and we sit there and we try to, you know, we think we know, but we second guess ourselves. And that's the thing that wakes you up in
All
the
the.
middle of the night, the thing in the shower where you're like, oh, did I send that email? Did I do
Yeah.
anything? You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, as business owners, you're constantly like, what should I be doing? What did I not do? What do I need to be doing? What did I absolutely forget? And that random thing, like you said, in the shower, like hits you like, oh crap, at 9 a.m. yesterday, I was supposed to do X. You know.
I like tell clients all the time. I was like, so I was thinking of you in the shower today. I'm like,
You're right. Yeah.
that is not at all what it was supposed
No, for
to
sure.
sound
See,
like.
my moment though is like is the it's not the shower moment. Mine's the like, oh crap, I just let the dog out at midnight or whatever. And it's like I run inside and I write 100 things down. But you know, doubt's hard. For me, it's always been, you know, and my background's a little funny in not a sad story way, but just like I've dealt with a lot of things in my life. Just both in professional and personal reasons. So like I was a news photographer for 10 years. I've seen so much trauma. I've seen and been on the scene for so many terrible things. So I had to learn professionally how to like put that in a box and really like I'm a really good compartmentalizer. I can take that emotion, I can put it in a nice little box. And like that scene in Harry Potter with all like the visions and the glass orbs, I have that hall of mirrors in my head. But then I've had to say, how do I take that and make that so it just doesn't sit and go away? And it's been a lot of work of what am I feeling, you know, or what are the facts? And we use this in parenting too with our kids is like, are those vibes or are those facts? And it's taking that to try to break that down a little bit and create something. And I am the king of 12 different notebooks, seven different places. And it's really just been, write it down, organize it a little bit, circle what I think is important, and then come back to it. And then that's created some more just regular patterns. But the doubt's really hard because the world we live in right now, everybody's got a thing and everybody's doing a thing. And you see these people being super successful, but then you also see people not. And you're like, ooh, where do I fit? And am I doing this the right thing? Or am I paying people enough? Am I paying them too much? Are we charging enough? Are we not charging enough? Like, there's so many things of that. And I think the end of the day, it's Where do I lift in the morning? Where do I end up at night? How much can I sort of build myself every day? And my health journey is a big part of that. Like, I struggle with it, but I got into a really good program, a really good system. I power it with some real good metrics, and I create in the last 8 to 10 weeks, 12 weeks, a really good system that I found myself having less of that high level because I'm disconnecting on purpose, because I'm making myself do things for me that I was never doing for like the 10 years before.
Great stuff.
It's a lot, sorry.
No, it's really, really good stuff. Because everybody's got their process, right? And everybody's
Right.
got their thing. And I interviewed an implementer. Her name is Megan Hickman, and she talks about the oh shit list. And it's,
Yeah.
you dump everything down that you possibly can. And then you go through and you cross off everything you can't control. And
Oh.
because it gets it out of your head. It's actually a 4-step process. I'll send you that podcast when we get
Please.
there,
Yeah,
because
that's awesome.
she was amazing in explaining it. And then after that, you focus on which one you can do something about, right?
Right.
And anyways, it's everybody's got their own way of doing things, but
Right.
it's really great how you see yourself
Yeah.
in it.
And early in my like entrepreneur journey, and even still today, but like I listen to a lot of Brian Tracy, and he has that like write the thing you want to do, write down all the steps it's going to take to go from there to, beginning to end, and circle the one thing you can do today. And like that same idea with some tweaks and thoughts and things like that. But I love that what you can control element,
Because
because
as a
like,
CEO, we want to control everything, and it gets up there. And what it does is
all
it
of it.
creates space for something else to come through and to have
Right.
that breakthrough show up.
For
And if
sure.
you could just kind of daily dump a little bit, take an oh shit list dump, right?
Yeah.
Your
Right.
brain would be open to
Right.
so much
Oh,
more.
yeah. Yeah. I have this great thing that, from not the product thing, but it's called Weekly Action. And one of the things that it does is it gives you a to-do list in there, but it gives you this three-part process of like E, and D, is it energizing? Is it neutral? Or is it like taking away from you? Is like take, like, I don't remember what the D stands for, but like, it's awesome because it is that same idea of like, these are the things I have to do. I know the things that are like the negatives. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make those the top. So I get those done first. It's that same idea in IDS with EOS. It's like, what's the most important thing for the business? Even though like there's 100 things you could just crank through. What's that one thing that's going to take you 2 hours to discuss because it's the most important?
Right, exactly. All right, a few questions as we wrap up here. And the
Oh,
answer
sure.
to
Yeah.
this one cannot be AI, but where do you see yourself investing resources for growth over the next year?
The wall.
The wall, not
I mean,
AI.
our, oh, it's AI powered. It's AI adjacent because it is a
AI
full,
adjacent.
it's AI adjacent because everything is. I mean, everything in our world, content and what we're doing here, everything can, not everything should, but everything can be done through some sort of connection to AI. But, we invested in this at the end of last year, early this year, because we know there's a content play in it. We know that the idea of getting content faster is that drumbeat everybody has. The other big thing that we're really focused on is flipping around and investing time in profitability. So those are the two big things.
And what is the best piece of advice you've ever received as a leader?
Slow down.
Slow
It's
down.
okay to slow down. I don't go slow. I've never have. I mean, the most feedback I've ever gotten from everything I've ever done, school all the way through professionals, Andy, you got to chill. Andy, you got to slow down. Andy, there's things that you can do. You will make more wake if you're going faster. Do I listen to it? Sometimes. Do I also think it's my superpower? Yes. Is that a
Sometimes.
little bit of ego and just protectionism? Oh, most likely. But it allows me to get ahead if I need to. But also, I think the best advice is you can find power in slow. And I'm trying to, but it's a work in progress.
What is it? You must do the thing you think you can't do. Isn't that what they
Yeah,
say?
a little bit that, or we have such an amazing team but they're all from different elements and worlds of history, generation, neuro spicy levels. I mean, everybody has this very unique perspective. I mean, it's a team full of ADHD mostly because we're all TV people.
No, well, you're creatives, right? Yeah.
We're creatives, but we're all managing it differently. We all have different experiences. So trying to say, hey, how do we get everyone who sees the world in a different color on the same team, on the same boat, going the same direction,
right,
is very challenging. And the best piece of advice as a leader is that not everyone's going to go 1,000 miles an hour, but when you do, remember to create enough wake so that we can fall in behind you. So it's that, where is that speed for everyone? It's
right.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. All right. And if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
Yeah. Find me on LinkedIn or send me an email. I mean, I'm pretty easy. I've even got a QR code that I can put up full screen if you need
look
me to.
Look at that.
Like I can even go, hey, look, there's my QR code.
Look at that.
not to be a super TV nerd, but hey, I had to throw a trick in there.
That was pretty cool. Nobody has ever given a QR code on this podcast.
So there you go. So that's all my contacts, my phone thing. You can also just Google Andy Atkins TV, and I'm all over the place just because I've just been doing a lot of things for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was, your energy is amazing. Your product is needed. We are only going more and more and more video, right? And
everybody is.
And what you do is a service to any business owner.
All businesses.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, video is, I'll just pitch video for 2 seconds. Video is accessible to everyone. Everyone has a phone. You can get started by just grabbing your phone and going. Where we jump in is when you want to start connecting that to your brand message, to a product strategy, to hey, what do I do with it now that I've shot it? That when it's every shape, size, color that you need. Like, will nonprofits to startups all the way to, you know, some of our biggest clients are Fortune 10. So we're in that gamut. Just send me a call or send me a note. I can help you figure out. And if we're not the best fit, we have a ton of relationships in the world.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks.
It was truly fun. Like
I'm glad you had fun.
Fun.
I love talking about myself. Let's do it some more. No,
awesome.
It's fine.
Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.